Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Sam Panayotovic joins us from WGN Sports. Hi, Sam.
Hey, John.
You pick five NFL games each weekend. How did you do?
3-2. I took those bum Bears, though, and they blew it. They blew a 17-7 lead.
What was the margin? What were you getting?
+2.5. And they lost by 3.
Those people in Las Vegas know what they're doing, don't they?
Right. Well, it was 3 pretty much everywhere else, but the contest lines are set. You know, they don't move. So it came 2.5, and I thought it was fishy. Everybody was saying it was going to be an easy win for the Lions, and I always thought that, you know, coming into this game, Detroit playing in Chicago, they're not really strong in Chicago for some reason. They went down 17-7, but old man River John Fox found a way to screw it up.
Should they have gotten rid of their field goal kicker, Sam?
I get whatever. I mean, he missed 5 kicks last year. He missed 5 this year. You know what's ironic? They cut Robbie Gould, their all-time leading field goal man, last year, like a week before the season. Last year he was 10 for 10. This year he's 19 for 21.
He's still
so they cut him,
wow.
And he's been awesome. And the guy they brought in has been a bum. So I guess it's karma.
I think it's I don't think that physically there's a great difference between field goal kickers. I think it's mentally, it's organizational, it's support, it's comfort. It's in their heads whether or not they're successful, not in their groin. And if he's not getting it done here, maybe get rid of him. But I hate to see that happen. I'm a former field goal kicker, Sam.
I know. You were good, though, too. I mean, you could probably kick for the Bears.
Yeah, it's...
Those both can't be true.
I know. The first thing is not true, and the second thing kind of is. And John Fox deserves all the criticism he's getting, Sam?
Oh, of course. I mean, you can't have a 10-point lead and blow it, and then the clock management at the end, you know, he just bungled. He bungled the lead, first of all. You lose a 10-point lead at home, and then the clock management late. You didn't use any of your timeouts. And you needed a rookie quarterback to make a hell of a drive. I'll actually give Mitch Trubisky a lot of credit. They got the ball back with like 1:30 to go, down by 3 with a rookie quarterback. Most rookies would, you know, would mess that up, but he got him in position. He got him in position to kick a field goal, and Connor Barth missed it, and then he gets cut. I also like the way Trubisky bounced back. It was 24-17, about 8 minutes left to go in the fourth, and he drove him down the field for a touchdown. This kid is showing his poise, and a big run on fourth, and I think 4th and 13, he ran for 14. He looks good. His stats were actually not bad again. No interceptions, no fumbles. He did throw a touchdown, so he's getting better. But good teams find a way to win. Bad teams find a way to lose. That's how it goes.
So are you optimistic at all about the future? Like, a couple of our running backs seem to be pretty good to me, and, hey, we're going to get a new field goal kicker, and our quarterback seems to be pretty good. Are you looking forward to next year by any chance?
Yeah, I'm optimistic. I like the defense. I think you've got a quarterback that's going to be a pretty good player in the league. The running backs can play. I agree with Cohen. I agree with Howard. The line looks to be okay on offense, but you need guys that can catch the football. You need receivers, and they didn't have any coming into this year. That goes on the blame of Ryan Pace, the GM. You know, you have to have guys that can help your rookie quarterback, put him in a position to succeed. And they thought coming into this year that, you know, Kevin White and Cameron Meredith would be viable. Well, both of them are hurt. They're on the shelf. So you're using backup scraps at receiver, and it shows. So you need to find a way to either draft a receiver or sign some guys in free agency. But I am optimistic because I think you do have building blocks for the future, for sure. But you need a new coach. You need a coach. There's no doubt about it. We've talked about this all year. The guy just doesn't have it. He doesn't get them ready to play. They're not prepared, and it shows.
One last thing. I just got about 20 seconds. Northwestern football and basketball over the weekend. That was as fun a call Dave Ennett's done with Ted Albrecht in a long time. The team played well, and it was senior day, and it was just such a nice moment for everybody getting in the game. The basketball team, meanwhile, a ranked team, should not lose by almost 40 points.
No, they should not, and that's going to happen early in the season. I think they're a little bit overseeded, but that's fine. They'll even out over the year. And then the football team, yeah, 6 wins in a row. They're going to get close to a New Year's Day bowl, maybe December 29th or 30th. I think they're going to play either like LSU or Stanford. Those are the projections.
Yeah.
And how about Justin Jackson, the running back? Only 2 running backs in Big Ten history with 5,000 yards.
He had 1,000 yards every year, right?
Yep, 5,000 total, him and Ron Dane. Him and Ron Dane are the only ones that have done it 4 years in a row, 1,000 yards. That's pretty impressive.
You're pretty impressive, Sam. I will talk to you on Saturday. We do a show on Saturday, my friend.
You got it.